Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
This story was performed by
Matt Hill.
At the Blue Heaven Theatre in June 2010.
So the paramedic said to me, here, did you think the car was going to explode? To which I said, yes, yes I did. And my friends thought so too, and that's why we all left the car. I was 18, and I was at sixth form college in Worcester, and me and my friends James and Chris all shared the same history class. And at the end of the day, it was coming up to study leave. We're all very buoyant, so we're all happy with the idea that we're about to go on 3-4 weeks of revision and then A-levels and then year outs and all that kind of thing. And James offers me a left home to Malvern, which is the neighbouring town. And it takes about an hour by bus, but he claims he can do the whole thing in a car in 15 minutes, which is quite a brag, quite a blag. And true to his word, we speed off quite quickly. And I suppose we're full of the joys of life. We've got the Blues Brothers soundtrack on in the car, and it just stopped raining, and there was the sun was kind of shining, breaking up the cloud, and we kind of all looked at this wonderful moment of beauty that had kind of happened. And as we looked back, the cars in front had stopped at the traffic lights, and we were still moving at 50 miles an hour, and there was only one thing for it, and that was we were definitely going to crash. It was just how. So James had swerved off the road, and there was a brick wall coming up between before us. And I suppose you've got 2 seconds, really, to think about it. And in those 2 seconds, you have a few ideas of what to do. Most of them come from those think adverts, the kind of the, you know, the ones from the telly. And the first one is the one where you're in the back seat, as I was, and you're kind of... You're not wearing a seatbelt because there isn't any seatbelts in the back of this car. So I'm kind of in a bit of a tricky situation. And if you do nothing, you'll go through the windscreen. That's not a good idea. So you think, well, you could go to the left or to the right, but you've also seen that advert with where you go into the back of the person in front of you and you hit their head and then you're both dead. So that's out as well. Those adverts are really useful in those 2 seconds. It's all you can think about. Just bear in mind, they're pretty traumatic after the car crash, so you can't watch them ever again. So the only thing left is the only thing that was drilled into me about accidents and crashes. And the only thing that came, other thing that came to me in those 2 seconds was the emergency crash procedure you get in aeroplanes. That, you know, I remember from my first holiday when I was 8. And so I kind of put my head between my knees, and I put my hands over my head, and then we crashed. And we kind of, it's a bit of a tumble and stuff, and I kind of get up, and Chris and James were already out of the car. They've gone because of the exploding car theory. And I'm kind of stuck in the back, and you have to kind of fumble to get out. And I can't quite think straight, because I always thought when you're in a car crash that everything would be silent. But it turns out car stereos are quite durable, so I've still got the Blues Brothers soundtrack in the car. And it's now taken on a really sinister meaning that I really can't shake even now. So eventually I get out, I switch the stereo off as I go, and I kind of get out of the car and I'm a bit disorientated, and I think this is probably a good idea to sit down. And then I think it's probably a good idea to lie down, so I do. And I think I'm in a bit of a state of shock, not as much as James, the driver, who's run off down a field. And Chris has got some whiplash, and I think I've got that too. And it's at this point that the neighbours turn up who have seen this crash, and they've dialed for an ambulance, and then the paramedic arrives, and he starts doing his post-crash banter, which involves exploding car theory, and oh yeah, the stereo stays on, yeah, done it just. And then we go to hospital, and it's at this point I realise that, you know, if you go into hospital to be checked out, it's going to be longer than a 15-minute car ride back home, and now it's going to be 3 or 4 hours, which is frustrating. It's a Friday night, you know, I want to kind of relax before I start my revision. So we get to the hospital, and they do a whole barrage of tests. All the tests at this point are all kind of, can you do this? Put your head back, bring it forward, left, right, and you do all these kind of tests. And Chris went through the same thing, but I'm feeling it a bit more than Chris. He seems to be a bit more of a man about it, and I'm more sort of, ow! Ow! This really fucking hurts! Right, in the waiting room. It's not the most, you know, sort of decorum I've ever shown. But it was genuinely how I was feeling. I couldn't understand why no one else could understand that. I thought, well, obviously whiplash is quite painful. So anyway, the last thing they do is they do X-rays, just to be safe. And so they sit me on a wooden stool after the X-ray, and there's this kind of plexiglass screen in front of me. And then it's the same room, but they've got the screen in with some like partitions like they used to have in QuickSave, you know, to go through into the freezer departments, those things. Anyway, so you go through those, and then you can see through, and there's the technician who took the X-ray, and she has the negative, and she's kind of got it. It's like, you know, goes up to the light box to have a look at it. She looks in, and the face freezes, and she looks at me, and it really is a frozen eye. And then she kind of raises her hand up to her mouth, which is never a good thing, is it, I think? And I kind of, oh, hey up, right? Something interesting has happened. And so, you know, she doesn't say anything to me. She looks back at me and she kind of wants to say something, but she's aware of the partition. So she kind of just runs out the door, the other door, the one that I can't see or go through, and there's a few moments pass, and I'm just thinking about the situation, just sitting here on this wooden stool, and suddenly she comes back and she's dragging this man who I can only assume is a consultant, because he's got a bow tie, and that's what consultants have. And if he could have a pipe, if that was still allowed, he would have had a pipe. They've banned the bow ties as well now because of MRSA, so that the whole consultant thing is gone. You know, they can't be distinguished, really. They have to wear tweed or something, I don't know. Anyway, so they're dragged in, and he's kind of like got that kind of look on his face, and oh dear, nurse. He thinks of her as a nurse as opposed to a technician, I'm sure. And he goes up to the light box and like, oh yes, okay, let's have a look. And you can almost see the metaphorical pipe fall out of his mouth as he looks at this, and they both look at me, and I really wish I was making this bit up, but they do simultaneously look at me together, and they're, you know, mouths open, and then they look at each other, and then he runs out that same door he came in, and she runs into me, she grabs hold of my head very gently and says, don't move. And it's a bit like, okay. And so then it turns out basically that the emergency crash procedure that they teach you to do in planes is not necessarily useful when you're not wearing the seatbelt, because what happens is your head hits the seat in front, that's fine, but then your body follows your head, and kind of the whole spine does a kind of concertina effect. And what happened basically is the C7 vertebrae, it's the one that kind of sticks out between your shoulder blades or between your shoulders. It popped. And the only thing that was holding my head up during all those tests and getting out of the car and everything was flimsy kind of nerve endings, which connected pretty much the rest of me together, and some muscle. And that was it. So it was a bit of a surprise to them, and I can suddenly see why they were so shocked. And so the next thing I know, all these other nurses come in, and they bring this plank of wood, and I'm strapped to the plank of wood, and then I'm airlifted to Oswestry, which is about 80 miles from my house, and I stay there for 8 weeks. 8 weeks, 15 minutes. Next time, I'm going to get the bus. Thank you.
Have you got a story to tell? To take part and for more stories, head to sparklondon.com.
Spark London is produced by Joanna Yates. Audio production by Matt Hill at rethinkdaily.co.uk.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.